Got some winter blues that only a few rounds of cornhole can cure? You're in luck, because the Bonfield Cornhole League is accepting team registrations for the winter season. Now, for those unaware, cornhole is a game where players take turns throwing beanbags through a hole in an angled board. Some call it sack toss, or bags, but these past few years, most call it cornhole. Steve Featherstone, who helps to organize the league, said, "It's a fun way to get involved in our community and it makes for a relaxing evening. It's a social event where people can meet and catch up and share some laughs while playing a game that anybody can play." Indeed, if you can toss a bag of beans, you can play the game. Teams consist of two players, and already about 10 teams have signed up. Word is reigning champs Eric Aldridge and Justin Hyman are also expected to return to the boards. "They've won a few times in a row," Featherstone added. "They're pretty good. They don't lose too often. And their names are immortalized on the Bonfield Cornhole League trophy, as yours may be too, one day." Besides immortality, the winning team also receives $100. Second place receives their league fee back. See, Bonfield is going cornhole crazy. Registration costs $40 per player, and Featherstone needs a minimum of 12 teams to make the league a go. There are 7 weeks of regular season play, plus a championship night. Matches take place on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. beginning January 8, 2025. See the rules of playing cornhole here. Once again, all the action takes place at the Bonfield Community Center at 100 Young Street, Bonfield. To register, contact Steve Featherstone at reptilestorecamp@yahoo.ca. You can send your registration fee as an e-transfer to that address and be sure to mention your names. Note that the deadline to register is January 6th, so don't be hasty, a winter of cornhole awaits. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.